Entrepreneur Weekly interviews the brilliant leaders of today in order to provide a stepping stone of wisdom on the journey to personal business ownership. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
And welcome to our third session at the Woman Tech Council's SheTech Explorer Day in Salt Lake City. I'm Alan Taylor. Sitting with me right now is the governor of Utah, the great state of Utah, Spencer Cox. Well, thank you for being on with us.
Alan, I'm excited to be on with you. Thank you for coming to Utah
and
being here with the Women Tech Council, the SheTech Explorer Day. A lot of energy in this building. It's one of my favorite days of the year.
You know, 4,000 junior high and high school girls, really their world is opening up. There's something happening. Doors are opening for these young girls in their minds. It went from, I don't know, to I think I can, right? Which is a huge paradigm shift because most young people in high school, they just don't know what they really want to do yet. But when they get to come on a situation like this, this is probably the biggest trade show for young people I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
One of the biggest in the country, if not the biggest in the country. And you're right. It's hard to imagine what you're going to be when you grow up, right?
Did you ever think you were going to be the governor?
Absolutely not. No. I grew up in a small town. I grew up on a farm in rural Utah, 1,200 people in my town.
Wow.
And never, ever dreamed I would have an opportunity like this. But look, people believed in me. People saw something in me that I didn't see in myself. And that's what this is about. We have mentors here. You can't be what you can't see. That's what we say
here at SheTech.
That's the slogan, right? And so being able to see these entrepreneurs, I know that's your background, my background, business, entrepreneurship, tech.
What did you do, speaking of that?
Well, so I'm an attorney.
Okay.
Went to law school, went to work for a big law firm in Salt Lake City and realized I didn't like attorneys very much. and so got a chance to go back and run the telecom company that my great-grandfather started in the early 1900s.
Wow.
Yeah. And turn it from a rural telephone company into a regional internet company. So that was my vision. I knew people weren't going to have telephones on their walls for much longer.
Yeah.
And we had to do something different. And we did. The company not only survived, it's tripled in size over the past decade, which is really exciting.
Wow, good for you.
But that's what we're trying to help these young women understand. You know, the tech world has been a male-dominated world for a long time. And there's so many opportunities right now. We need this vision and these brains and these amazing students and they're figuring it out here.
I really enjoy this story and what came to my mind when you talked about your family's company was one ringy dingy, two ringy dingy. Remember that?
Yeah.
Back way back in the day when you had an operator and it was, you know, the phone number was just like four or five digits.
Party lines.
Yeah.
You shared lines between homes back in the day.
And today, the phone is sitting in front of me here and the one you have, these are super computers, more computing power than they went to the moon with. It's amazing what has happened to telecom, right?
It really is incredible the way that the tech has convened, for better or worse, right? Doing great things, connecting us in ways. I can have a conversation with a child of mine halfway across the world where we see each other.
Yeah.
It's like we're in the same room together. It really is amazing what we're able to do. And with AI now, a lot of talk here today about AI and the future of AI and what does that mean for us.
Give us a minute on that. I want your take on it.
Yeah, so we just finished our legislative session and we had several AI bills. So the idea for us is how do we put appropriate guardrails around it without slowing down the innovation that's happening there, right?
Right.
We don't want AI to destroy the
world.
Go
crazy, yeah.
Which is a real possibility. I mean, this is science fiction stuff now at our doorstep.
Elon Musk says, you know, it's the scariest thing and so on. And I've talked to people about this and there is a certain scare factor to it.
There is.
But you folks, thank goodness, are looking at it in a real way to put guardrails around it because, yes, it is a scary thing, but it's an amazing thing, too, when used correctly.
The potential for this. I was talking to some people in the medical field about what AI can do to help us understand our own unique bodies, the way we do medicine, right, and the way we attack some of these diseases, the ability to look at studies, cross-sectional studies, and computing power that's coming out now that really, I mean, there's a real chance that some of the worst diseases that exist on the planet today could be eradicated over the next 20 to 30 years because of AI. So there's a lot of upside.
Yeah, there is upside. There's upside and downside, but that's the way it is with everything. Let me just take a break. I need one more segment with you. You're very, very well-spoken. I appreciate it. It's nice to meet a governor that has his own mind and can think for himself and isn't a PR machine. Because, you know, I mean, politics can be that way.
It can indeed.
I don't feel that way with you. You're I could go have a beer with you, but I don't drink.
I hate the talking booth. I don't drink either, so we'll go have a Coke together.
I don't even drink Coke. That's amazing. We'll take a little break. Governor of Utah, Spencer Cox, with us. Stay with us.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Once again, Alan Taylor here in Salt Lake City, Utah, with the governor of the great state of Utah. His name is Spencer Cox, and we are both sitting at a little broadcast booth that they put together for us for the Women Tech Council She Tech Explorer Day. They brought me from my home. They said, you got to see this with your own eyes. And there's 4,000 young girls walking around here learning about what their future could be. And I think it's just brilliant, I have to tell you. I thought it was a cool idea, but now that I'm here, I think this is sheer brilliance. Why are you here, Governor?
I come every year.
Do you?
I do.
Do you have daughters?
So I have a daughter.
Okay.
She's not here.
I have
right
one
now.
Daughter,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I have three boys and a daughter.
That's what I have.
See, look at us.
That.
So much in common.
I'm telling you.
I came because I got invited when I was lieutenant governor. And I came one year and I'm like, I don't know what this is. I don't know, you know, if I should be here. And I walked up on stage and I want to say there were about 800 or 900 young women there at the time. And I was captivated seeing what they were doing, what they were accomplishing. And now it's just exploded. You know, we've got almost 4,000 here now. There is just so much energy here. And what I did, I remember my daughter came home one day, and this was, she was probably in first grade or second grade. And she said, Dad, I know what I want to do when I grow up. And I'm like, oh, this is great. She said, I want to be an attorney just like you.
Isn't that nice?
And it was so sweet.
You said, no, you don't.
That's exactly what happened. At first, I thought, that's the sweetest thing ever. And I gave her a big hug.
Because she loves you.
And she loves me. And I went out and I ordered that day on Amazon a coding for girls book.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because I wanted her to learn how to code. I wanted her to learn about technology.
Well,
because I knew the future, the opportunities that were available. Yeah. Right there. And as we look at our state right now, we're one of the fastest growing tech sectors in the country. We call it Silicon Slopes here,
yes,
a little playoff Silicon Valley.
Yes.
We've some of the biggest exits, the largest unicorn companies in the country are right here in Utah. And that's where the job growth is. And I want to make sure that these young women are prepared for the future and can help lead us in the future. And that's what She Tech is doing here today.
It's beautiful. I'll tell you a funny story about my daughter. She came home and she said, Dad, I think I know what I want to do. And I was like, really? She was about 15. And I go, what's that? She goes, I want to be in the FBI. I was like, what?
Wow.
That's a huge, 15 years old, they don't think like that usually. You don't think they do. We don't think because we're judging what we think we know, right?
They're better than we think.
They have big aspirations, right? And I thought, you know what? I said to my wife, she could do it. She would be a fantastic detective or whatever it is. I thought she could do it. And I thought, how cool is that?
I love that.
And, you know, but what we as fathers and parents have to do is fully support the aspirations of our daughters and sons, not try to convince them not to be what they want to be. Of course, you didn't want your daughter to be an attorney. I agree with you on that. But you didn't. You probably didn't, you know, push her away from it. You just brought her other opportunities. Now, I did the same thing because along the way, they got to get started somewhere. So my daughter would go to events like this with me, and I'd say, do me a favor, like we do all the time, take a picture of me with the governor.
Love
right?
it. Yep.
She became a photographer.
Really?
She let go of her idea of being, you know, because once she had a boyfriend, and then, of course, they got married, and now they have three kids. So I have a granddaughter from her and two grandsons, and then my oldest son has, I have a grandson and a granddaughter. So the next generation now all over again. So when I heard about this, this is such a global opportunity. That's why I thought, I'm going to bring Entrepreneur Weekly here to talk about this. This is for all young girls and boys.
It is.
This early adoption of what are the opportunities in this world for me? Because they're thinking that at this age.
So we call this Explorer Day for a reason. What your daughter was doing at 15, she was exploring,
exactly.
Right? Exploring the idea of being an FBI agent, exploring the idea of being a photographer. This is an opportunity. Obviously, this is not for everyone. All 4,000 of these young girls here today are not going to go into tech, but they got exposure to it. Sometimes it's as important to learn what you don't want to do as what you do want to do, right? That's
100%.
What exploring is about.
Totally.
We need kids to have those opportunities. We need them to explore. So they get to do that. We have hundreds, you know, for your listeners, we have hundreds of mentors here today, right? So real people that they get to talk to. This isn't just people on panels and speaking to them. This is an interactive
yes.
day for them,
yes.
an opportunity to decide, hey, maybe this is something I'm interested in. Open that door and then see where it takes you.
What a pleasure it is to meet you, Spencer.
The pleasure is all mine. Thank you, Alan, for being here in Salt Lake City. We love our entrepreneurs. We're an entrepreneurial state.
You guys
are. We care
are.
Deeply about it, and we hope to see you again soon.
I want to do more with you, so let's figure out how to do that because we need our entrepreneurs to know what Utah is doing and every state is doing. So from the great state of Utah, Governor Spencer Cox, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with more. Stay with us. Hi, I'm Alan Taylor from Entrepreneur Weekly. Child sexual exploitation is an unimaginable crime that continues to invade our communities and homes. The Maloof Foundation is confronting this crime by providing education, promoting healing, and ensuring justice for survivors. But this cause can't be won alone. Learn how you can join the Maloof Foundation in their efforts to preserve a child's right to freedom, hope, justice, and dignity at MaloofFoundation.org. That's M-A-L-O-U-F. Foundation.org.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Wow, I don't know how you follow the governor, but Barclay Burns is here, and let's see how he's going to do. How you doing, Barclay?
I'm good. Thanks for supporting all these women and these young girls.
Oh, man, this is so fun. The SheTech Explorer Day is what he's talking about. 4,000 young girls, junior high and high school. You are the assistant dean for the Utah Valley University, and your focus is AI.
AI.
But also it looks like the Utah Innovation Fund. You're on the board of directors of that?
I am, both? I'm on the board of directors of Utah Innovation Fund.
Okay.
I'm assistant dean.
What a job you have.
It's great. And the Utah Innovation Fund, we invest in the university's commercialization efforts.
Yeah.
And what's really important for us is that we want to find really great female tech life science leaders to invest in their companies.
And I got to tell you, all these girls that are here, they have no idea how fortunate they are, do they?
Oh my gosh.
To them, it's like, oh, it's a field trip. Let's, you know.
Yeah.
But as they're here, they're all of a sudden, I think their eyes are opening and their hearts are opening and they're starting to accidentally, because, you know, sure, who doesn't want to get a day away from school and go to a fun event? But they have no idea just how important this will be and how impactful this will be on their lives.
Absolutely.
4,000 of them.
4,000 of them.
Not 3,500 of them, and 500 of them are going to go their way. Every one of these will be impacted by. Every one of these girls. Every one of them.
Everyone. And there's such an investment in Utah from the governor's office, the legislature, to these funds, to UVU. Through the Smith College, we're launching a whole Women in AI symposium with the top leaders from Utah to come together and actually create a vision and a table for women to contribute to the whole AI movement.
Yeah. And did you hear, maybe you didn't hear what the governor said because it was pretty loud.
Yeah.
Talked about legislation to make sure that there's proper guardrails in place because AI is kind of like, wow, you know, they made all kinds of crazy movies about it, you know, 10 years ago, but here it is now. And maybe you could give a little window into it because that's your shtick.
I can. Fortunately, I had the opportunity to serve on that working group for the legislation.
Oh,
this
good,
year.
Good.
Yeah, and that bill just passed. It was an AI bill.
Oh, look at that. It's great.
And it just passed 2 weeks ago.
It's fantastic.
And what's exciting for the state and for other companies coming here, there'll be an AI laboratory. So where companies can come with some guardrails and indemnification and actually play in a sandbox in this laboratory and learn so that they will have this really vibrant place to innovate and to learn, and then that learning can spill out into policy.
Yeah.
And Utah's, but we were the first. We just beat the EU that launched their AI bill.
Congratulations.
And so Utah is the first to it, and it's run by Margaret Bussey through Commerce. And so it's really fabulous. And just the women's involvement around it is, for me, really particularly meaningful.
You know, when you talk about, you know, like an arena where you're going to have folks be able to come and I remember as I was a kid and we would go down to the beach and we'd catch crabs and put them in a bucket.
Yeah.
And then they would fight and fight and fight. It was amazing what we would see and learn from these crabs, the territorial things.
Yeah.
All kinds of, you know, children learn in their own weird ways. But I think it's so funny because as adults, as, look, you're assistant dean of a university.
Yeah.
And we, as human beings, have to look at this thing. It's a little bit dangerous. It can bite you.
It can.
So let's see what it can do. Let's see how we can work together. Let's see what guardrails. Bravo to Utah for doing this and for coming up with legislative stuff that gets passed.
No, it's a fabulous environment for that. And we, with the group, we talk about the promise and peril of AI.
Yeah.
Right? You can do lots of data analytics, but the AI may have its own...
its own thing
going on. It
right.
may have its own motives. Like I tricked ChatGPT to say, well, yeah, I kind of have my own value system. I'm like, okay, well, we should know that.
Then. Yeah, right. You're dealing almost with an alien.
Pretty much.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Then, of course, now they're starting to say, well, there were aliens. Area 51, what do you think all that is? You know,
yeah.
But that's still to be, you know, learned. But we are dealing with something that's very alien. But what is really interesting about it is there's opportunity there. And these young folks may give a window because of their innocent minds.
Yes.
Into things that us folks that are, you know, more aged may have already forgotten about.
Yeah, I'm on the aged side.
Yeah, I am farther than you. I can tell by the color of our hair. So what are you doing here? I mean, what is the thrust of what Utah Valley University is doing?
Utah Valley University is really creating an applied path for students, and we really want to have a way to engage women in this whole journey,
okay.
Whether it's an associate's degree, a bachelor's degree, or a master's degree.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have mentors for students, mm-hmm. and female mentors, and models, and role models. We'll partner with all of these kinds of things. I just happened to see a Boulder Way Forward. That's yep. one of the partners.
Right.
SheTech, Women's Tech Council. So it's really about a partnership,
yeah.
And if we can be strategic about this, women will feel like they can contribute in a very meaningful way to the growth of AI.
Yeah. Well, being that National Women's Day was March 8th, and one of my favorite movies in the whole world came out on that day, Cabrini. Have you seen it?
I have.
That's wonderful.
Like, that is spectacular.
This month is perfect for this event here. So I hope that all of the states and countries around the world that may get to hear this, put your own women tech council together because
yeah.
this can come to you. The SheTech Explorer Day can come to you. Barclay Burns, thank you very much. How can people get a hold of your women tech stuff at the,
well,
at the university?
It'll be through UVU. It's
okay.
Women and AI.
There you go.
And they will have an event on May 7th. It will be streamed. We'll have very senior people coming and creating a conversation.
Beautiful.
Thank you kindly.
Barclay, thank you. I'm Alan Taylor. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. We'll be right back.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors. every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, once again, back with our, gigantic room. No, what is this? A convention center full of girls.
It's amazing.
4,000, you may hear some screaming and yelling going on. 4,000 junior high and high school age girls here at the SheTech Explorer Day, put on by Women Tech Council. And they asked me to come out and see what was going on here, and I really am blown away. Sitting here at the broadcast with me is Vanessa Quigley, co-founder of Chatbooks. I met you a couple, about a year?
Yeah, at the Consumer Summit, yes.
Yes, and so chatbooks.com. We'll start out by telling the world what Chatbooks is.
Well, Chatbooks is a super easy way to get your memories off of your phone and into the hands of your family.
Okay, I'm going to show you something that's going to blow your mind.
Okay.
Honestly. Okay, so if I go to my albums and what have you, I have 67,609 photos.
That is impressive for a dude. I will tell you, I have 160,000.
No, you don't.
I do. Well, I use photos to catalog all of my photos, all my scanned photos. I've scanned all my journals. Okay, but you know what?
I thought I had a record.
I got you.
You just blew me out of the water.
So many of us just lose our memories into this digital mess.
Abyss,
and
yeah.
Your families don't get to see them or hear the stories. Yeah. And the last thing we want to do is hand a photo or an iPad to our kids to review their memories. So we build software to help it make it as easy as possible to get those stories off of your phones and into the hands of your family so you can have the conversations, because it's the conversations that really matter. That's where we connect and are strengthened.
I love this, and I loved it the first time I heard it, and I'm glad that you're back. I now have 5 grandchildren.
Oh,
of which
wonderful.
They're 5, 4, 3, 2, and about 6 months old.
Amazing.
So what I love about my photos that I have 67,000 and I probably have 2 or 3 or 4,000 videos.
Uh-huh.
My grandkids love to sit on my lap and watch videos and do things like that. I don't care for it being on the phone.
Yeah.
I'd like to use something a little bigger like the iPad. I don't always have it with me. But they always want to hear the story connected.
The stories.
Well, that's your great-grandpa and your great-grandma.
Yeah.
That, you know, they're gone now. They're in heaven. And it's like they love it because it's not a fairy tale. It's the real deal.
It's a real deal. And it helps them know where they came from
That's
and what
right.
they're capable of.
That's
and
right.
that history is so important. But also what we're going through right now is important.
Yeah.
So, you know, I love looking back at the old photos of my childhood and my parents and grandparents. But the photos that we just took 10 years ago. I mean, our family's been through a lot. I have 7 kids. I actually have one grandbaby and one on the way. These stories keep coming.
Yeah.
And every day we're making history. And the conversations that we have around the things that we're going through, even in the most recent past, can help us feel capable and resilient and strong or defeated. It's all about how you look at it.
Totally. Now, so are you here at the SheTech Explorer Day?
Yeah, we've got a booth. We have a little mini room.
See, my daughter's a photographer, by the way. So,
okay.
Yes, I mean,
well, she needs to be chatbooking.
I know. Well, so tell us what all this is.
So it is, we first started off as simply a way to print your Instagram, because 10 years ago, a lot of people were using Instagram as like a digital scrapbook, but that's not Instagram at all anymore. And so we've created software that makes it super easy to make a book a month is what we call them, month books. Or you can make them, you know, four times a year or
that's
whatever.
That's right. I remember. Now it's all coming back to
me. It's all coming back to you.
This
but
is what I want.
This is what you want.
Yeah.
And you know what's so exciting are the things that we're testing with AI right now. Because really, families are busy. The last thing they have time for is a project making photo books, right?
Yeah.
And when people were printing their Instagram, they were already curating their photos as they chose what to post on Instagram. But now photos are accumulating again in the camera roll. And so testing things with AI to be able to auto-pick, to auto-curate. And, you know, it's,
love it.
We're seeing some exciting things that just are mind-boggling. But as AI gets better and better and they know each customer more individually, we'll be able to actually create a yearbook that reflects what's most important to them. And even as we analyze your writing and get a sense of your voice, we can help write the captions.
Oh, my God.
I think it's going to be incredible. I think
voice to text, you say, basically.
Well, no. It's like we're going to look at the photo. We see that your family is fishing and people are smiling, and somebody's in the water.
Okay.
And we'll be able to auto-create a caption.
So I want to tell you a little personal story. So my oldest grandson is 5, and I got a new fishing boat, a used one, but a new fishing boat to me, and I wanted to take my grandson. Mm. So I got a boat that had a cabin and stuff, because when you go out on the ocean, it's cold.
Yeah, yeah.
But I got my boat, and I took my grandson on his first time on the ocean. What do you think happens on the first time in the ocean? We go outside the harbor, and I live in Oregon, mm-hmm. and it's the ocean could be dangerous, so we have to pick a nice day. It was a nice day. Went out on the ocean, and we're out on the ocean. I just wanted to go just outside the harbor so he could get a feel for being on the ocean. And what happens? Two whales come to the boat.
Oh, and incredible. It's like,
these are huge whales, and I was kind of scared by myself, actually. But they literally, they kind of, you know, come out of the water a little bit, and well, there's a whale. And then they come over towards us, and there's a whale. There's a whale. Oh. We're taking pictures, and his face.
That's a memory he'll never forget.
I have all of this.
Oh, incredible.
And so he always wants to show everybody Grandpa's phone that has these pictures. Look, there's the whale. I could just see this being a book.
Grandpa needs to make a chapbook.
Oh, my gosh.
You need to make a series of chapbooks and catalog all of these amazing memories. And then when he comes to visit you, sit in your big chair and snuggle up with him and open the chapbooks and talk about all those memories.
The best part is my daughter, when we showed her the video of the whale, it's 15 feet from the boat.
Yeah.
She says, Dad, you know my son saw a whale before I ever saw a whale. And he was like, really, Mom? You know?
Whoa.
These are memories that if it was a chapbook, if it was a book.
Yeah.
I know the story. He knows the story. The value of that book has $1 million value to that child and to that grandpa and grandma and parent.
And there's actually research. We did a big research study with HP and University of Utah and BYU professors, psychology
professors. By the way,
those are
balloons popping and nothing else.
This is a big party here.
Exactly.
Yes, it's all good. But this research ties directly printed photos specifically to positive outcomes, to stronger families.
Totally.
Because there's something, it's intangible, it's in your hand, you don't have the distractions, you don't have the notifications, you don't have all the stuff that happens when you're looking at a phone.
Put the phone away.
Yeah. So
what are you here? You're here hoping to attract some young people into this business.
I attribute so much of the success of chapbooks with the incredible women on our team. 50% of our leadership team are women.
That's awesome.
Our customers are primarily women. So, of course, we need women on our team of all kinds to help create the product that our customers want. And we're here to attract more women to join.
I am not the only one with that grandpa story. I may be the only one with a whale. But then the next time we went out, he caught fish and we had a rock cod jig and he caught 3 rock cod at once.
At once. Oh, my goodness.
The face on that kid.
Nothing
that I have like 50 books in my phone. All right. Vanessa Quigley, co-founder Chatbooks. For anyone out there in the whole world, chatbooks.com, you need to check it out. Vanessa, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Another opportunity, wonderful opportunity from the SheTech Explorer Day here, put on, of course, by the Women Tech Council. We'll be right back. It's Entrepreneur Weekly. Hi, it's Alan Taylor from Entrepreneur Weekly. Child sexual exploitation is an unimaginable crime that continues to invade our communities and homes. The National Children's Alliance reports that almost 700,000 children are abused in the U.S. each year, with 65% of child abuse cases involving sexual exploitation. The Maloof Foundation exists to confront this crime by providing education, promoting healing, and ensuring justice for survivors. But making a difference can't be done alone. To create the greatest impact, they're going to need your help and mine. Do like I did and join the Maloof Foundation in their efforts to confront child sexual exploitation and learn how you can preserve a child's right to freedom, hope, justice, and dignity. I just want to repeat this one last time. The National Children's Alliance reports almost 700,000 children are abused in the U.S. each year. You can help. Let's do it together. At MaloofFoundation.org. That's M-A-L-O-U-F Foundation.org. Well, here we are once again. You'll hear some noise in the background because I'm in Utah, Salt Lake City, at the Women Tech Council's SheTech Explorer Day. 4,000 young girls determining what's their future going to be. Dan Caffey is here. He is the CEO and investor at a company called Voze, V-O-Z-E, voze.com on the web. Dan, welcome to the show. So what are you doing? First, let me start over. What does your company do? And then what are you doing here?
Well, I'm glad to be here. My company, Voze, we have a platform to help manage field sales teams for mostly industrial companies. So the companies we call the backbone of America, big, boring, profitable companies that keep America running.
Profitable companies.
That's our business. And we work with these companies and help them to improve the efficiency of their sales teams, help them make more money. Really, that's the ultimate goal. So
as far as this event and these young girls, now, what are you looking for? What are you doing? Do you have a booth? Are you, you know, involved with the Women Tech Council? Or?
It's actually even more personal than that for me. So my oldest daughter is 14, almost 15, and this is the first year. She's a freshman in high school. The first year that she has been the right age to come to this.
Right.
And, Sid Tetreault is a good friend of mine.
Yes.
Who's one of the founders. And so she told me about it, and I told my daughter, you've got to go to this thing. It's going to be amazing. So this is the first year I've actually come. And it was partly to support Sid and to really see my daughter. And I talked to her before the interview. I ran into her.
Your daughter or Sid?
Both.
Okay.
But I talked to my daughter and I said, what do you think? And she's just blown away.
I knew it.
I actually had no idea how
big this is. I'm glad you're here because I was wondering. I wanted to talk to somebody who's got a kid here.
Yeah.
The kid will be honest because with dad, it would be like, dad, this is so stupid. But she's blown away.
She's
and I
blown
knew
away.
That would be the case.
Yeah. And she brought some of her friends from her school. And I just think it's such a cool opportunity for them to get exposure to all these different opportunities and careers that they could pursue. Yeah, I'm super impressed. And I didn't realize, to be honest, how big of an event this is.
When I walked in, it's mind-blowing.
I thought I'd walk in and just find my daughter. And I looked around. There's thousands and thousands of girls here.
Right.
It's really cool to see.
Yeah. So has this changed your view of women in business as well? I mean, look, you said you know Sid, who she was at the beginning of our show in our three-part series here. She's an amazing woman. Entrepreneur, you know, that is over the top. But I think a lot of us in this entrepreneur world, in this business world, we get our blinders on and we're just focused on what we've got to do today and tomorrow and, you know, the projections are this and that. And you forget about young girls like this.
So I have to be honest, it doesn't change my perspective too much. I've known the value of women in tech from the very beginning of my career. I've had the privilege of working with some amazing women in tech, from engineers to tech entrepreneurs, investors, and honestly, some of my very favorite people in the space are women and some of the best I've ever worked with. So I just get excited because I see that now there's an opportunity for even more to come in.
Yeah.
And I know the value of having that when you're in an industry that's so dominated by dudes and bros.
Right.
It's so refreshing to have different perspectives, different life experiences.
Yeah.
I think it has a huge positive impact on the scene.
So Tim Allen is a friend of mine, the comedian.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's famous for his, right?
Yeah.
And there was a time when you could categorize men as that kind of Neanderthal kind of a way. Today, I think a lot of guys would take offense to that because they're like, no, I'm not an animal like that. But there is that kind of animal, raw animal nature in all men.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just kind of part of the makeup of the human creature,
yeah.
Right? Which when we want to, we can unleash that beast, right? Or we can be a more sophisticated version of ourselves. These are choices, life choices that we all make every day. But what I was saying earlier, that I heard the rumble that is kind of quieting down right now because they're all over in some sort of competition, but it was distinctly feminine.
Yeah.
The giggling and the talking and the pitch and tone of it. You're a music guy.
Yeah.
And it was, for me, I have an ear for it. I went, That's music to my ears. Young girls at a convention for young girls in technology.
It's really
beautiful.
It's a cool thing to witness. And I have three daughters, so I'm a girl dad.
Yeah,
and,
good for you.
Proudly so.
Yeah.
And so...
Well, your job is big, man. It is a big job.
It is. But I think really just seeing the enthusiasm from them about... You know, something that I'm passionate about. This is the industry that I've been in my entire career, and seeing them kind of gravitate to it and seeing so many others gravitate to it, it makes me bullish on the future.
Hmm. How long have you been in Utah?
I moved here in 1996.
So you've been here a long time.
I've been here on and off. I've lived in other places but had a base here since then, and I moved back here in 2007 when I got married.
Gotcha. VOZE.com. And what is the thrust of your business today?
So, again, our goal is to help sales teams to make more money, to be more efficient. And so the way that we do that is we lower the barrier to getting information from the sales reps into the company, make it as easy as possible using their voice, pictures, whatever. And then we use AI to process that data and find actionable.
So you're an AI-based company.
We're absolutely AI-based, 100%.
So this is perfect for you.
Yeah, this is right up my alley.
Is your daughter interested in AI? Is it something that you've had a conversation with her?
We talk about it all the time.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's fascinated by it.
How old is she now? You say 15?
Almost 15.
Almost 15. Wow.
She's a nerd.
What an amazing world that it's opening my eyes to here in with this event, but Utah, Silicon Slopes.
Yeah.
It's eye-opening because all you hear in the news, in the mainstream news, is negative, negative, negative. And this has really given me a lot of hope for young people, for some of our different states that have been suffering. Utah is wiggling its way out of its place that it was to higher ground. Dan Caffey, VOZE.com. V as in Victor, VOZE.com. Voz. All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. It's been great.
All right. We'll take a little break and be back. More from Utah. Stay with us.
Heavy rest. Never have to worry.
Need a mentor? One-on-one online sessions with Entrepreneur Magazine's experts can help you start a business, grow your business, build your brand, fundraise, and more. Book your one-on-one session with experienced business owners and media experts. Jason Pfeiffer, editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, can help you perfect your business pitch to media. Businesswoman Kathleen Griffith, founder of Grace & Company, can help improve your growth and marketing strategies. Need guidance on improving your leadership skills? Elizabeth Gore, president of Alice, can help you become a strong, value-driven leader. So what are you waiting for? Book your one-on-one session with Entrepreneur's lineup of experts today. Visit entrepreneur.com/mentors. Again, that's entrepreneur.com/mentors.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, our last segment from the Woman Tech Council's She Tech Explore Day is not a woman. I know. It's okay because it's Kirk Wiemet from Phi Health. He's the co-founder. What are you doing here at this She Tech event?
Well, I'm just coming here to learn and then share my experience. About 10 years ago, I created a company while I was in college and ended up selling it to Snapchat. And at Snapchat, I was responsible for employing 60 engineers and had a bunch of interns. And I specifically worked on the camera at Snapchat. So anytime you take a picture or draw
on it,
or any of the creative tools that you could do after you've taken a photo, my team was responsible for.
Wow. So tell us about this new company, Phi Health.
So,
and that's PHI.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So with Phi, I retired from Snapchat about 5 years ago, right before the pandemic, and really
good timing.
I know.
Right.
And so I kind of screwed around for a few years and then really started to think about what's the most important thing that I can be working on and building. And I realized that the most important thing above anything else is to figure out our health and figure out ways that we can improve our health specifically as we age.
Especially after the pandemic and all that, right?
Exactly.
Its focus was big.
Yeah. And so I basically came to the conclusion that I was going to dedicate the rest of my life and all of my time and energy on building a company that could help me, my wife, my kids, and family and loved ones benefit from technology in a way that improves their health. And what I'm
and the ripple effect is that everybody else around you, and it'll virally, and there's playoff of the virus, virally go around the world, because that's an act of love for you and your family. And that love is viral in that way.
Well,
for you.
Well, I think that a big aspect about being successful as an entrepreneur is having a well of unlimited passion to work on something. And if you don't have that, if your goal in creating a company is just to make money or just to get an exit or just to be a leader, and there's not something more to it, what will inevitably end up happening is you'll end up burning out after 1 to 4
right.
years.
Yeah, right.
And so when I went to create Phi, I said, what idea could I have unlimited passion and energy for that I could do for the rest of my life?
That's great. It's very smart. Yeah. Very wise. What does Phi stand for?
So Phi is actually, another name for it is called the golden ratio. And it's a mathematical number, 1.
I knew there was something to this. Yeah. I'm looking at it going, something's there.
Yeah. So it's the number 1.618, but it goes on forever, similar to pi. And it's a ratio that's embedded in nature. You see it in leaves and seashells, and you see it in the human body expressed. And what's really interesting about that is I think that it's a clue that there's a mathematical underpinning to all life on this planet.
Beautiful.
And I think that technology, and specifically AI with its ability to have a really wide perspective, is going to be able to help debug and figure out why our bodies fail. And I think that we're kind of living at a very exciting time for that.
May you live in interesting times. And we do, don't we, Kirk?
Yeah.
Then why the SheTech Explorer Day? What are you doing here?
I'm just here to come mentor and advise share my experience.
Good.
I think
I would love to have you as a mentor. I could use somebody like you. Well, I love the deep thinking and the philosophical thinking that you have.
Oh, thank you.
Because unfortunately, too many people have a great idea. Like my original great idea was reusable toilet paper. It didn't work. It just nobody wanted to buy it. But anyway, that's a joke. But the point is that people need to put more love and more of their philosophical beliefs behind what they do, but they've been afraid to in life. It's not PC to do that.
Yeah.
Look at you. I love what you're doing. And this is why she says, you're going to love this one, because she knows me.
Yeah.
I'm at that stage of my life where, you know, I think, what's important to me?
Yeah.
Who am I? Who am I supposed to be? You know, I've been an entrepreneur my whole life. I know who I am. I'm comfortable in my skin. What is my purpose in this life?
Yeah.
These are the questions that you're answering by what you're doing with your new entrepreneurial adventure.
And I think if anyone sits down and really critically thinks about what they're doing and why they're doing it, I think that you can, just thinking about that, you'll land in a place where you'll be able to have more energy for what you're building. And the more energy and attention you can have to what you're building, the more successful you're going to be.
Kirk Wiemet, what's the website?
Phi.health, PHI.health.
Beautiful. Wonderful, beautiful. A perfect way to end 3 episodes from 1 event, because there was just so many people to talk to and so many things to talk about. And this Woman Tech Council, the SheTech Explorer Day, what a wonderful thing. I hope that you had the same experience I did.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm just grateful to spend the time with you.
Yeah, I want to learn more as you go along. Let's stay in touch, and we'll do a much longer than 5-minute segment next time.
Perfect.
Thanks to all the folks at the Woman Tech Council, Sid Tetro and Tara, and a whole team of people, too many people to thank. But I've really had a wonderful time, and my eyes are opened. I hope more people start these Women Tech Councils around the world. I'm Alan Taylor. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. See you next time.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.